scripture reference, but I want to build a foundation for the direction that the Lord's leading this morning so we all get on the same page. Amen? Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8. It's a familiar scripture. Amen? For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we use that a lot in salvation, but I want to focus your attention to verse number 10. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, it's just not about starting something. It's about walking through it and seeing it through. In James chapter 2, verse number 26 says this. It says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Amen. If I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away, behold, all things become new. There's some things that are transpiring and taking place. Faith is an action word. It's not about dead works. It's about being actively pursuing. And when I was looking at that, the Lord took me to Colossians chapter 1 Timothy, I'm sorry, chapter 4. And the Apostle Paul is speaking to his student, and everyone in the room is a student. Each and every one of us are ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. We're all studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that need of not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So as we're looking at these things, God wants to speak to our hearts and our lives. Verse number 11. The Apostle Paul was giving his student Timothy a command. He said, these things command and teach. He's instructing him. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, and thy profiting may appear to all. And here's where I want to focus our attention this morning, to verse number 16. He says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. The title of this morning's message is, we must progress to possess. If you're sitting there waiting for something, you're going to be waiting a long time if you're not taking the steps to obtain it. He says for us to take heed, to seed, to lead, and to feed. Amen? I like rhyming. Is that okay? Is that all right? Let's ask blessings upon the preaching and teaching of his word. And let's lift our word together and make a declaration here. Repeat after me, say, I believe.
I believe.
This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. And my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you, Father God, for your word, and I'm grateful that you've sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one of us, not only in this atmosphere, but those that will hear the word through the web and through the website, Father God. Lord, that you'll be magnified, that you'll be glorified, and you'll be exalted through the preaching and teaching, Father God. And when all is said and done, you'll get all the honor. So, Lord, we're open to hear from you today. Speak to us, Father God. Father, I pray that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And may there be not one left out in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at first where he says here in our scripture reference, take heed unto thyself, to heed is to pay attention. How many know that we're living in such a time where it's very difficult to get people's attention? There's so much distractions that are going on, and there, the time to pay attention isn't there, but God's saying to us today, pay attention. Listen up. He has something to say to each and every one of us today. Amen? So when I said take heed, look with me in your word to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, to heed. The Apostle Paul's writing to the church of Corinth. If he's writing to the church of Corinth, he's writing to the body of Christ. And if he's writing to the body of Christ, he's writing to you and I. Amen? Let me see your hand if you're a child of God. That this word is to you. Amen? He says in verse number 12, he says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, pay attention, lest he fall. Now he's going to follow this up. He's telling you what's coming. He is saying to you and I, there have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Look to the one next to you and say, God is faithful. Who will never suffer you to be tempted above that you were able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. In other words, let no man say when he is tempted by God, because God doesn't tempt with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But when we're tempted, we're drawn away by our own lust and enticed. When lust is conceived, it becomes sin, and when sin is finished, it becomes death. But what the Apostle Paul was saying here, God always gives us a way of escape. Now, if I'm paying attention and I'm taking heed, I have to look for the avenue to leave. I have to look for the avenue to depart. The Apostle Paul says this in 2 Peter verse number 19. The Apostle Paul says this, he says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed. Pay attention. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. In other words, his light will so shine in you. He'll reveal these things. We're not walking in darkness, we're walking in light, amen? As children of light, as children of the day, we're not children of the night. Let me say this. Some people will miss, I'm just going here for the sake of edification. Knowing this, that first, that no prophecy of Scripture is any private interpretation. Well, some people misunderstand that and think, well, he isn't writing it to me. He isn't prophesying to me. In other words, what he is saying is, it isn't coming from the one that's prophesying it or speaking it. It's coming from God. And this is a word from God spoken through a vessel to you and to me. Amen? And he's telling us first that for us to pay attention. Pay attention. What is he saying? The second one he said is to seed. And when I have this seed, he says, pay attention unto the, give heed unto the doctrine and continue in it. The doctrine is the seed. The seed is the word of God. Amen? Amen? Everything that I battle, every time I battle the adversary or battle darkness, it's always by the word of God. The adversary has to bow to the word of God. Christ and God has established this for you and I. Amen? So he tells us in James chapter 1. Turn me to James 1. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, somewhere along the line, I have to put the word to practice. If the word isn't working, it isn't accomplishing anything. If I'm not putting it to practice, amen? And that's why James says this. James, the brother of Jesus, writes in James chapter 1, verse number 22. He said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, but and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Remember, we started out with faith without works is dead, being alone. The apostle said, you show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Amen. In other words, faith has action. Amen. You know, it isn't a bunch of talk. Amen. Now we're taking heed unto ourselves and the doctrine. We're continuing. So he says in 1 John chapter 3, 1 John 3, verse number 7. When he's saying little children here, he's not necessarily saying the children downstairs. When I came to Christ, I came to Christ as a child. If I was 47 years old, and I came to Christ at 47 years old, I was a 47-year-old child. Hello? Hello? And maybe you were older in life, and you haven't been serving the Lord that long. And he wants to give you some instructions in love here in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 7. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. I'm going to stop there for a moment. There's the biggest lie that's going across the world and the body of Christ is I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ so I can do whatever I want. That's a lie from the pits of hell. God's word says right here, he that doeth righteous is righteous even as he is righteous. That's why the prophet Hosea would say in Hosea chapter 10 verse 12, listen, he said, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground around your heart, and seek the Lord until he comes and rains his righteousness upon you. Amen, amen. In other words, in Christ Jesus, this isn't a license to sin. Hello? Let me continue to read and see what he says. Verse number 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might do what? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, he's not saying that you can't mess up. But when you mess up and you're filled with the Spirit of God, you fess up. Hello? You mess up and you fess up and it's all handled. Amen. But God is saying we don't have to mess up. He's given us power to overcome it. It comes by a choice. Hallelujah. This probably is not comfortable preaching, but it's God's word. And then he says, whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. And this the children of God are manifested in the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. Oh my goodness, he had to throw that in there. Oh my goodness. Hello? God is saying to you and I, if we don't love our brother, we don't love God. And God says, don't tell me you love me if you will not love your brother. Amen? Amen? In other words, we, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, God is love. Man, it's not comfortable. I don't see anywhere in God's word where he says it's going to be comfortable. But he says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Now, if I'm trying to do it in my strength, I'm going to fail every time. Hello? Because in myself, I don't have the strength to do it. So I got to allow the God in me to arise and the enemy will be scattered. Hello? Amen? Amen? He says, if you take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine continuum, you'll both save thyself. And I call this, to lead. Amen? So look with me in Galatians chapter 6 a minute. I'm a rhymer all the timer. If anybody follows me on Facebook, I'm always trying to rhyme. Sometimes it comes out like slime, but hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be right with God. Amen. You know, this past week on Monday, the Lord gave me some instructions of changing my life, changing my eating habits again, and I didn't like it. My flesh didn't like it, but my spirit man said it was okay. So here's what I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray this for me. When I went out to the park to run, and it's warm out, and whatever, I felt like a young kid, and I was running like a kid. I don't want to hurt myself, but I'm running like crazy. You know, it's like nuts. I don't know what I'm chasing, but I think I want to be like a kid. He said it will renew our youth. Hello? Hello? Is your youth being renewed? He says, hey, that wait upon the Lord, he'll renew your strength. And you'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run, not grow weary. You'll walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we are to save ourselves. And Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. Amen? And there's nothing wrong with doing good. There's nothing wrong with being a do-gooder. There's nothing wrong with being a do-better. You can do gooder, but we can all do better. Can anybody do better at being a do-gooder? Hello? I think he's talking to us all, is he not? Amen? I don't know about you, but when he's speaking, he ain't leaving me out. Amen? He ain't leaving any of us out. Amen? Because he has a plan. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1. I love the Word of God. Amen. So we're looking about leading. Leading a good life. Verse number 13. He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. In other words, make your mind up. Make your mind up to be sober. Make your mind up to and hope to the end for the graces to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children. How many love that one? What parent is in this room rejoices when their children are obedient? Hello? Daddy rejoices when you're obedient. Hello? He says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust and your ignorance. When I was a sinner, I did simple things because I was ignorant. I was blind. But the light has come in. I'm not that man anymore. He says in verse 15, wow, this is a good one. But as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Oh, man. I'm with the guys and we're telling, a guy's talking, and some of that language starts coming in, and some of those things are being said. And man, I can't get into that conversation. When I was a sailor, I cursed like a sailor. I'm serious. I mean, I had the most foul mouth. Just about every other word out of my mouth was a curse word. I was in rebellion against my father and parents and God and everything else. When I wasn't serving God, I wasn't serving him at all. All right? But on October the 12th, 1997, when the Lord came into the bedroom of my home and delivered me and called me into ministry, curse words left my mouth. Curse words left my mouth. There were some other things he was still working. I was holding on to stuff. I was holding on to cigarettes,